Hi, I'm a graduate student at NCANT University in North Carolina, and I'm going to be talking about sequentially transplanted lattice in a high tunnel. So the reason the co-authors and I started this project was due to a need in our area. We had farmers come into us who were building high tunnels. They had limited knowledge and experience actually producing specialty crops within the structures. So we started this project. This is a portion of a larger project where we were testing warm and cool season vegetables, and I chose to focus on lettuce for this talk. The reason I chose to focus on lettuce is because it is a leading fresh market vegetable in the United States, as well as all over the world. It could be a really good crop for farmers to produce really early in the season and also really late in the season to really extend their profit margins when using their high tunnels. Literature has also supported that lettuce is great to actually be produced in high tunnels, and it also works well in organic production. So the overall objective of the study was to determine the most effective planting dates for achieving early and late season harvests in the Piedmont region of North Carolina, and the study site was in Zone 7B. We chose three organic lettuce cultivars to use in the study. The first one, Nancy, is a butterhead type lettuce. The other two are more of a bib type lettuce. So there were two green varieties and one red variety. They were all head lettuce types. So you can see in the picture, this is how our study was set up. There were 30 plants per plot and three replications per variety. There were 6-inch spacing in row between the head lettuce, and that 6-inch spacing supported mini head harvests. So these are the actual planting dates that we used. I will refer to D1, D2, and D3 for the rest of the presentation. And the temperatures were managed in the high tunnel between 15 and 25 degrees Celsius when possible. We did use row covers in the high tunnels when the temperature went below 10 degrees Celsius, and those were a medium weight row cover that we used. And as I said, when we harvested at mini head size. If we did see any diseased plants, those were removed and weighed and deemed as unmarketable. So these are the results for spring 2014. You can see there was an interaction for the first harvest date and for the number of marketable heads. And just a point, the first harvest date, days after transplant, that is referring to the production times that the lettuce was actually in the high tunnel, so from transplant date to harvest. And you can see here that Nancy, day two and day three, had the largest number of marketable heads, and a number of marketable heads was unaffected by dates with the other two cultivars. Razez had the longest days to harvest for the first date, along with Spretnik. This could be due to the temperatures in the spring. You know, obviously the temperatures were colder whenever we started out the lettuce, and it just took it longer to reach that marketable size. And marketable yield was unaffected by cultivar and also by planting date. This could be partly due to the fact that we did wait until the plants were marketable size before we harvested, so you would expect to have a similar marketable yield. Head weight was largest for Nancy. Nancy was a larger cultivar, so that would be expected as well. And head weight was largest for day two and day three, which again could be in part to the temperature increase within the spring production period. We did see disease in the high tunnel. We were taking microclimate data along with this, and we saw higher leaf wetness with the use of the row covers and everything, and that really gave us some disease issues. We sent off a sample. It was Claritina, Clarity Aurum, and it was statistically not different between the cultivars and the planting dates for the spring harvest, but we did see this as an issue within the high tunnel producing lettuce. These are the fall results. So you can see that there was an interaction again for the days after transplant, similar to the spring results. There was also an interaction for marketable yield and average head weight. So Nancy, day one for the fall, had the shortest days to harvest for the first planting date. The first planting date also yielded the largest marketable yield and the largest head weight. And the Razes and Spretnik both had a similar trend, that the day one was the longest days to harvest, which is opposite from the Nancy, but they also had the largest marketable yield and largest head weight for the first planting date. So the number of marketable heads was affected by cultivar for the fall. We saw a higher disease incidence for Nancy, which could impart to the number of marketable heads that were harvested, but the planting date did not have effect on the number of marketable heads. This is the disease incidence for the fall. As I said, you know, Nancy had an issue with the disease. And the planting date also had an effect, with day two and day three having the highest disease incidence. You know, think about it, day two and day three are, there's already been lettuce in the high tunnel, so that gives the disease a little more time to get a foothold within the plot. So in conclusion, to make recommendations to farmers and to producers, we have to consider what the producers are wanting. If they're wanting largest yield, that the heaviest weight that they can get, the heaviest head weight, or number of marketable heads, it's going to be different. So we do have data to kind of reflect all of those things for farmers. So for the spring, day one can obviously be used to get the earliest harvest, although you know, your production time may be longer just because of the colder temperatures. And if they're targeting total marketable heads, Razes and Spretnik would actually be effective for all of the planting dates, whereas Nancy would be a better choice later on in the season. And in the spring, again, we didn't see that disease incidence really made a difference, so that really shouldn't be a consideration for the spring. And for the fall, day one resulted in the largest yield, largest marketable head weight for all the varieties. So if farmers are trying to target that largest yield and the largest head weight, they could potentially use all of those planting dates. And day two and day three would be better as far as based on the total yield weight for the varieties. I mean, your production time is going to be a little bit longer, but as far as market and profitability, it may be a better choice. And again, the disease with the Nancy was an issue. One thing with the Nancy variety, it was the largest head. That 6-inch spacing was probably a little too close for the Nancy. It was really crowded. It was a looser head to start out with, so it had a lot of contact with the ground, and that could have been an issue with the disease incidence. If I was recommending to a farmer or a producer, I would recommend a larger spacing for that head and possibly harvesting at full market head instead of a mini head. And this was just the first year of the study. We are continuing it again in 2015. So at the end of this year, we will have more data to support more conclusions. I want to acknowledge the funding agency, which was the USDA Specialty Crops Block Grant, all of the support from the NCANT Research Forum, and also my advisors. These are the references that I used in making this presentation, and I would welcome any questions or comments.
Are you going to conduct this in the same high tunnel?
We have two high tunnels in production with this study, and we are alternating warm season and cool season vegetables. So whenever we would take all the cool season plants out, we would either plant summer crops or winter crops if we had time, and then the next crop to go in that tunnel would be warm season crops of cucumber, tomato, and peppers.
The reason I ask is, do you have a plan to try to manage this sclerotinia?
Yeah, it is. I think that our biggest problem is the prolonged leaf wetness. If we could really get the leaf wetness down within the high tunnel, I think that would suppress some of the disease issues. But that's definitely something to consider, you know, as we're rotating crops within the high tunnels.
There is a biological control that's called Fontan's.
Okay. Okay, is that, you know, if that's organic? It is? Okay.
Other questions?
Yes.
What did y'all use as
fertilizer? It was all organic. We used fish emulsion. We did wind treatment of soluble boron and some phosphate. We did do pre-plant amendments based on soil tests. We would submit a soil test, and we just did whatever the recommended amendments were for the soils before we planted the crops in there.
Do you plan on doing any cost analysis? As far as inputs, outputs, what you return from the local markets, as far as what the price points are?
Yes, we've kind of been keeping track of the markets in our area. So once we get our data for this year, we are going to look into the cost analysis as far as the cost of production, as well as, you know, the profitability of what farmers can get from the market. Because we did have a very late harvest. We were harvesting well into December in the fall, which could create a really really neat niche market for farmers. Yes. Okay, can you say that again? I didn't quite hear.
What are the months of the year that growers are targeting to bring this lettuce to market?
Okay, the question is, what months in our area are farmers really targeting to bring this produce to the market? To be honest, I think a lot of them don't know what months are possible, and that's really why we started this study. The lettuce that's grown in the field is, you know, at the markets in, you know, October, November. But we saw that we could actually bring product in December and possibly even January and February for certain other cool season crops, maybe not exactly lettuce. So that was really why we started the study, because farmers did not know what was possible to use their high tunnels for. Any more questions? All right, thank you.
Thank you.